This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd.
ComEd nice. Lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay. Visit ComEd.com/pay to choose what works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
Time for Hey, I Was Wondering. Are you ready? Here we go. If you have a question and we select your Hey, I Was Wondering, you're used on one of these, you get the Eric in the Morning travel mug. Everybody wants one of those. This comes to us from April. The question everybody's asking. Dublin did it. Boston did it. Are we going to do it? Hey, Eric, I was trying to make plans with my friends for this weekend and St. Patrick's Day. I was wondering, I keep hearing that it might be canceled, it might not. It might be canceled, it might not. I was wondering if you guys think that it will. Thanks, April. Yeah, the St. Patrick's Day celebration. In fact, you heard Whip talking about it, that the governor, Governor Pritzker, said that maybe as soon as today we'll know.
9:15 this morning, yep. The governor and the mayor are going to hold a press conference, and indications are that that is what they are going to do. We don't know that for a fact, but indications seem to be that.
What do you think?
Yes, I think they're going to cancel that.
You think they'll cancel? You think they'll cancel both the downtown and the south side?
I think so, because the governor seemed to foreshadow that in his press conference yesterday, and a lot of the news reporters, if you watched it last night, that's how they interpreted his, they read between the lines that that's what he's saying he's going to do.
Correct. And then everybody's asking about ours, and you know, our big party on Friday.
Yeah. Right, the kickoff party.
Yeah, which I wouldn't normally be concerned at all, and I'm really not, actually, if you want the truth about what I think.
Right, right.
I'm really not concerned, but I know what happens at these kind of things. You have, you know, 500 people in a room, and one person ends up getting sick, and then maybe they got sick somewhere else, but they blame us.
Right. You got a lot of repercussions, right. Whether it's real or not. Right. Repercussions are
The optics on it.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. You don't want to be the event that got someone sick.
Right. Yep. Even if you didn't.
Or do you?
Yeah. Or that people can say that happened.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So then I guess we'll just wait and see what the governor and the mayor have to say. By the way, has anybody else noticed this? And this is not a good or bad thing. It's just an observation. Does it seem like we don't hear very much from the governor or the mayor like we used to? Like, you used to hear about Mayor Rahm Emanuel. He'd have something to say virtually every day the mayor would be in the news. I can't remember the last time I heard Mayor Lightfoot say anything.
She's
way
more
in the background.
Quiet,
For a second, I forgot who was mayor.
The same thing with Governor Pritzker. Yeah. Governor Rauner used to hear from all the time. Governor Pritzker, I think I've heard from like four times since he's been elected.
That's true. Well, Mayor Emanuel, he was kind of a different breed. Right. I think he loved the spotlight a little more.
But, his predecessor, Mayor Daley, did too.
Very true. You're right, but you know what? Right now, these two are front and center, especially the governor, because he's doing a daily briefing on this thing now.
But I mean, prior to that,
you're right. You're right.
I'm not imagining that. I don't hear anything from either one of them.
No.
It's like they aren't even around.
Mama's the word.
I guess so. All right, so today, 9:15?
Yeah, by the end of the show, we'll know what they're going to say.
All right. Yeah. And they have said they'll make a decision, because I hadn't heard that they were going to be definitive. The governor, as of last night, unless he said something different, said, we might know something Wednesday. He threw the might out.
Yeah, and I think it's still a might, but now they have called this press conference for 9:15. Again, every indication seems to be this is what they'll be addressing. Because he's got his regular briefing in the afternoon, too. This isn't that.
Do you really think you can keep the Southsiders away? They're going to come out and party anyway.
They might do it their own. Yeah, they'll come out and party, but there won't be a parade.
Right.
We'll see. See, I'm not a big pickle guy. I might have to.
What?
Although, if I had a big plate of pickles on a deserted island, it was all I had to eat, I'd still eat them.
But don't you think it's good, like, after a club, like, something crispy and salty and sour?
Well, let's see. After the club.
No, like, after a turkey club.
Oh, I thought you meant a night at the club. Like, I don't really know that I've exited a club going, man, gotta find me a pickle.
She said a club, not the club.
Gotta find me a pickle. Yeah.
Really? Because that's what a lot of people say.
I'm just so used to whenever you say club, that's what
it is. Yeah, I do mean club.
I'm with you. I think this might be mine, Rocky. You can't do it. Go ahead, Rocky.
Olives.
Yeah, they are gross.
I love all olives. Green olives, purple olives.
I can't even walk past an olive bar.
No way.
I'm kind of with you on this one, too, Greg.
It's kind of gross. Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese.
I love cottage cheese.
What? Yeah. Now that's good.
Yeah. You eat like an old lady. Olives, cottage cheese, a nice club sandwich with a pickle. I give Whip a hard time.
Hey, it's good stuff. Oh, it's good stuff, he's saying.
Healthy. All right, Christy.
Hi. I hate hummus.
Another one.
Delicious.
It's wet sand.
It is like sand. I'm with you, too. I don't like hummus.
Well, you eat like a child.
I do, and I'm proud of it.
Kyle. People's breath after hummus. That's a problem.
See, I don't eat like a child because I wouldn't want this either, just like Kyle.
Good and plenty.
Good and plenty.
I don't know what that is.
No,
those are gross.
Horrible candy. Horrible, horrible candy. Bob.
Broccoli.
Broccoli. Passing on the broccoli.
My dad doesn't eat anything green.
Number three, Monica.
It has to be beef jerky.
Yeah.
Kind of with you.
It smells like dog food. It's gross.
Yeah.
Oh, have you ever tried the teriyaki beef jerky?
Yep.
So salty, so good. So good.
Number two, John.
Tacos.
What?
What's wrong with you,
Stop
John?
Stop the press.
You don't like tacos? Only person.
Not a fan.
So, like, what about it don't you like?
I had a bad McCormick experience. McCormick seasoning experience as a child.
That'll do it.
A bad taco seasoning experience. Ruined him for life. And finally, in at number one, I didn't even know they had this, but I'll take a pass as well, Brian.
Chicken in a can.
They have canned chicken?
Oh, yeah, they call for it in the recipes for buffalo chicken.
Oh, yeah.
You know the buffalo chicken
dip? Yeah, I'm with you.
It actually says canned chicken.
Oh my God.
Really?
Yeah.
People might be stocking up on that right now. I can't find it at Costco.
Try to avoid all sorts of canned chicken.
You find it right next to the canned tuna. It's all that same area.
You seem to know all about it.
I've seen it plenty of times.
Now I'm picturing, okay, so it's more like tuna consistency then in the can, not like a hunk of
wet
chicken in a can.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's chunks, but it's wet chicken.
Oh, yeah, for Brian. For those of you that are just tuning in, wondering why the disgusting. It's chunky and wet. Katy Perry is pregnant. Orlando Bloom's been rubbing her feet and back. Is that what a pregnant woman wants? Reportedly, Katy Perry wants a girl.
Oh, does she really?
She's hoping hard for a girl.
Okay.
Yeah. Which should be nice, right?
Yeah.
312-233-1019. When you're pregnant, if you could have one thing and one thing only, what's the one thing you want? I got an email from Renee, who's pregnant now. I just want more sleep, but I'll take the back rub, too.
Okay.
If you're pregnant now and you want more sleep, you have no idea what the next 10 years of your life are about to be like.
Yeah.
You think you're not getting sleep now, wait, although, I don't know, the next 10 years.
That's so true.
It nearly killed Melissa.
Oh, well, yeah, because, I mean, I had, you know, the colicky kid who, I mean, he didn't sleep through the night until he was over two.
Right.
So he pretty much shut me down. Right. Yeah, I get it. I totally get it with everybody.
Went to a very, very, very dark place. Pregnant women just want one thing and one thing only. Kelly, what would it be?
I just want to be left alone.
So you want the exact opposite of all the attention Katy Perry's receiving. If Orlando Bloom was your husband, you'd want him to leave.
Maybe it's because of baby number three. So
just leave me alone. I don't want anybody around me. Kimmy, a pregnant woman, if you could have one thing and one thing only, what would it be?
I'm 32 weeks pregnant right now, and all I want is donuts. Morning, noon, and night. Doesn't matter what time of day.
Wow, that's a fun
that's
craving.
All right. You know, I might be pregnant.
Exactly.
I want donuts. I want them. Any particular kind of donuts? Or any kind are okay?
The funky ones. So, like, maple bacon you know.
Wow.
Not traditional.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Not your standard Dunkin' Donuts. You want them all fancy. Splashy.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like your standard Dunkin'.
Oh, definitely. Long John.
Hey, Jessica, pregnant women, one thing and one thing only if you could have it.
To not sleep next to my husband.
That disgusting creature, have him go sleep somewhere else.
Exactly.
I
mean, yeah.
Why is it so repulsive?
You know, it's hard because I'm so hot all the time and I'm thrashing and I'm trying to find a comfortable position.
Right.
And he's snoring and neither of us can sleep.
Yeah, he seems like he's really enjoying himself.
The thrashing especially.
Yeah. Laura, pregnant women, one thing and one thing only you would enjoy.
Reuben's and jalapeno chips.
Oh, wow. Like it's spicy. Flavor. You're very flavor conscious right now.
I'm on my second pregnancy and in both of them, that's all I wanted. And now my five-year-old daughter's eating the jalapeno chips. I have them so often.
Whoa.
Yeah, kick to them, a little zip to them. I like a good Reuben, but I'm not a sauerkraut guy. I like it with the coleslaw.
Yeah, I get that.
Hey, Maria, you're pregnant, or you had a baby 6 months ago?
I did.
Congratulations. Pregnant women, you know what you're talking about. What's the one thing?
McDonald's french fries.
I'm certain I'm pregnant. I want donuts and french fries. Yeah. I'm going to have a baby.
In fact, my husband came home once with Wendy's fries, and I sent them right back out. And McDonald's
fries. Big difference,
dare you. Get out of this home and don't come back till you get it right. Don't even think about climbing in bed because I'm going to thrash around all night long. Top three things that are currently trending on Twitter from social media director Mel D, who rolls up her sleeves and digs all around Twitter to find them.
Yeah, that's right.
I've noticed you've gone back to the glasses.
You know what? It's because I have fake nails on. And I
can see why you need glasses for that.
Couldn't get a contact out for a couple days, and I was getting concerned.
Oh, really?
So I once I finally got it out last night, I decided I was just going to wear glasses until I take
my
nails off.
Big fake nails.
Those are some very long.
Very long.
You might remember on our when I taught Melody how to drink when she decided she wanted to become a drinker, and now she's gone too far. Like, we're going to have an intervention because all she does is drink.
Okay. It's your fault.
She went out and her glasses kept fogging up. So every time I see her in glasses, I keep waiting for them to fog up.
I have the sweater. I have the same sweater that I was wearing. Look at that, memories.
Reliving the memories. Trending on Twitter, number three.
Okay, so Whip has mentioned it all morning about things being canceled because of the coronavirus, and now it's official that Coachella will postpone their music fest. They alerted everybody on Twitter saying that it will be held in October this year instead of next month. So a lot of the smaller bands who plan to play in October are alerting all of their fans that they will still be playing Coachella. But as far as headliners go, that's Travis Scott, Lana Del Rey, Flume. There hasn't been any news on if they will perform in October, but Coachella is going to keep everybody updated on that news.
Speaking of performers, did you get that video that I sent you from my son from the Post Malone show?
Yeah, he really smashed that guitar.
Right. My son was at the Post Malone show in Texas last night, and Post was acting the same way, like that weird, drunken, falling down, what's wrong with him thing.
Okay.
That now I think might be part of the show. Like, maybe this is like...
He does kind of move around a lot on stage, but he's really, you know, he's really...
He's losing it.
He's like
a noodle.
Post it? Yeah, it's on our Twitter. All right. If you want to check it out.
Okay. You can see it. All right, trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay, so the Bachelor finale happened last night. I'll let Whip cover all of that in his Bachelor review.
Can't wait.
Thank you. Thank you so much for not stealing my thunder.
I won't. But the amount of tweets and views that this Bachelor finale received, it was the highest watched episode from the entire season last night.
Look at that.
It was also the most that anybody has tweeted during a Bachelor episode.
Like seven of them, eight of them?
Yeah, right. Just a little group.
When you make history like they did on the show last night, as Chris Harrison kept saying, this is going to happen.
Yeah. It was also the most that anybody's tweeted about Pilot Pete's mom, Barb.
Oh,
she racked in a ton of tweets. She kind of stole the show. But yeah, Whip will have all that drama in his review.
Lovely woman, Barb.
She's a peach.
If you missed it yesterday, hear Whip do the Barb voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pistol Pilot Pete's mom, Barb. Whip does the mom, Barb voice.
Yeah. Is she from, like, New Jersey?
I'm not even sure if she sounds like the voice I did. I just thought it'd be fun.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, so former New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. Gronk, everybody's looking at him this morning after news came out that he is going to be signing a deal with WWE.
Oh, cool.
So there's nothing confirmed yet, but WWE's backstage program sent out a tweet hinting that Gronk will be joining, and they could be as soon as next week on the SmackDown there. So Gronk has worked with WWE before. He's a big guy. I mean, there's no surprise here. It looks like he'll become a full-time wrestler.
Oh, our new neighbor is Gronk. 312-233-1019. A drunk student got a $1,700 Uber bill. Anybody listening who with a big Uber bill? We start with you, Lauren. How much was it?
$126.
$126. Where'd you go?
Yeah, I said I was going from downtown to Mundelein, Illinois.
That's a healthy ride.
And the guy
ride.
Said, it was going to be about $70. I was going to pay a hefty penny, but the guy took me to, quote-unquote, Mundelein, Indiana.
Whoops.
So,
what? Whoops, wrong direction. Yeah. Did you happen to notice, or were you passed out in the back seat?
No, I was actually alert and awake, and I told him, you're taking me the wrong way, because the thing kept saying, rerouting, rerouting, rerouting. He's like, no, I'm going the right way. I'm like... Dude, turn around. You're going the wrong way.
Right.
Those are always fun Uber rides.
Yeah.
How much was your Uber ride, Glenn?
It was tremendous.
How much?
$280.
$280 Uber ride. Where'd that one take you?
I went from Milwaukee Airport down to Bourbonnais.
That's
another
healthy ride.
Right.
Yeah, that was... the best part was... The poor guy got down to Bourbonnais, And as soon as the streetlights along I-57 went out, he started getting scared.
Right.
So he thought he was going like the end of the earth.
Right. And you're just sitting quietly with that voice of yours, Glenn, in the back seat going, keep driving.
I know.
Right. Just keep driving down this long, lonely dirt road.
That's scary.
Yeah. Hey, Carrie, how much was the Uber ride?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
My Uber ride was $593.
There we go.
No,
almost
what?
$600.
Way.
And where does a $600 Uber ride take you?
Well, we were at the Pearl Jam concert at Wrigley Field 2016.
Great year.
And we were racing to try to get to the LaSalle Street station to get our last train down to Tinley Park.
Right.
Okay.
We missed the train because of traffic, so he had to drive us all the way back to Tinley Park with a 7-time surcharge.
Oh, wow. Times 7 out of the Pearl Jam
show.
That's Yeah, I don't like running, but I might even jog home off for that
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
That's
kidding.
Insane.
They got you.
7 times.
I didn't know they could do that.
Well, they'll let anybody drive Uber.
Welcome to Lily's Bake Sale. Today we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff, I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
You dated a cosplayer always asking you to do something?
Well, first it's Rebecca. Sorry.
Oh, all right, says Jennifer. So, sorry. That's okay. Hi, Rebecca.
They're so similar.
Hi.
Did you switch names on us while you were on hold?
No, I was on speaker. I didn't think she could hear me.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So yes, I did casually date this guy for a while until I met my now husband, who I became serious with.
Gotcha.
And I told him, I was like, yes, you know, if this thing doesn't work out, we can see each other again. But he called me up because I do graphic design, and he wanted to be a club promoter. So I ended up
hilarious.
Being designed for him.
Oh.
But I charged him. I wasn't going to do anything for free.
So you charged him, and that caught him off guard?
Oh, no. He kept actually wanting me to do work for him. It was a pain to be worked for, but it was some fun design work.
Did he pay in a timely fashion?
Oh, he wouldn't get any more work from me if he wasn't gonna.
There you go. There you go. I wonder how far into the relationship you have to be before you stop charging him for professional services like that. Like, if you date a massage therapist for, say, 5 years.
Yeah.
And then you break up. Is there a 6-month lag time where you can still get a massage and not get charged for it?
I've always wondered that. Like, if you're a massage therapist, do you have to give, like, your husband massages all the time?
It was a whole Seinfeld.
It sure was.
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't want to do it. It was like, I'm not on the clock. You're
that's
not getting a massage.
That's the only reason Jerry dated her.
Exactly.
Oh, very
disappointed. Yeah. And she wouldn't do the free massage.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah. Don't be the stater. They say cosplaying's a big problem now. That's when your ex keeps asking you to do stuff, even though they're your ex now. You're experiencing it firsthand, aren't you, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. She cosplays you. What does she call about?
She. We haven't been together since 2013. She constantly calls me to come fix her car for free.
That's what I was thinking. There's a perfect example of it right there.
Yep.
So you do, and you do it every time?
Oh, hell no, no.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
She could be broken down inside of Kennedy. I'm not going.
No, why would you?
You lost your mind?
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, cosplayer. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Your ex always calls you?
Yeah, we got divorced probably 10 years ago. I'm a veterinarian, so every time there's something wrong with her cat or her dog, she calls me wanting advice for free, of course.
Right.
Yeah,
never
and...
brings them in to see me, though.
Right. So you can bill her.
Right.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, of course.
Do you still, just because of the kindness of your heart, as an animal lover, still help her?
I do.
Yeah, there you go. It's not the animal's fault.
Yeah, are you more pro-dog or pro-cat, Michael?
Pro dog.
You know, there's something about cat lovers you're going to find interesting coming up.
Really?
Yeah, that might catch you off guard.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. Cosplaying, Ann.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What was your situation?
Hello. So, my ex-boyfriend is a chiropractor, and we're still friends today. Mm-hmm. And whenever I need a little tweak, I call him up.
Right.
And he's like the chiropractor of like the Blackhawks and the Bulls and the Bears.
Yeah.
So he's a good one.
So whenever you need a little tweak, which isn't slang for anything, you actually need a little tweak.
No, it's right. not. Yeah. It's not. It's right. not. And I recommend him to anyone I know.
Right.
Does it ever get romantic when you're like laying there?
Nope.
Purely professional.
No. Because it's her ex. Just
be against a lot of things.
Right. That'd be creepy.
Not in his office at your house.
It was what it was.
Right. I'm here purely to get adjusted so I can feel my legs again. I don't want you feeling my legs again.
She does, doesn't
she? Always.
Yeah. Come on, everybody was thinking it.
Pretty much you.
No. Actually, worked.
Still dating the chiropractor. So this is what it's like to be a parent now you're learning, huh? You got kids and you got to teach them things. And you're like, listen, something very important you have to learn. And your kid's like, my address? No, not that. No. No. Not to run with scissors? No.
Come on.
No. We'll get to all that. Mm-hmm. We'll get to all of those things. But there's one thing that's very important in today's society. According to a new survey, parents are more likely to teach their kids not to do what? 312-233-1019. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Not to do what?
Use a credit card.
Don't use credit cards. Yep.
Okay. Get off the grid.
That's right here somewhere, but that's not it. No, not to do what, Kelly?
Share your cell phone passcode?
Nope, but you're getting closer.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Mom, Dad, should I be able to look directly into the sun? Don't worry, we're going to get to that. That's not a priority right now. What is a priority is under no circumstances. Don't what, Danielle?
Ever send nude photos.
There it is. Don't ever send nude photos. We'll deal with the running with the scissors later.
Okay.
But don't send nude photos ever.
Oh, not with your face in them, just ever?
Ever. Oh. Parents more likely to teach kids not to send nudes than to learn their own address.
Oh, my gosh.
Sign of the times.
Crazy. That's not what I thought.
Yeah, right. Well done. How's your morning going, Danielle?
So far, so good. No nudes yet.
Parents are more likely to teach kids not to send nudes than to learn their own address. Don't send nudes comes in at number 5 on the things important to teach. Just in front of it is always look both ways before crossing the road.
Sure. I do that even on one ways. I can't help myself.
You should. It's good to get into. Don't take candy from strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A couple others. Then never text or send other people pictures of your nude body, which is just ahead of don't run with scissors.
Okay.
So in the order of ranking.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll teach the nude one before the scissors. Also after the nude one, don't give out your address online. Never look directly into the sun. These are all less important than sending nudes. Learn your home phone number and address by heart.
Who even has home phones anymore?
Don't accept invites on Xbox from people you don't know. Very important.
Oh, yeah. Very important. Yeah.
And don't let anyone follow you on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook you don't know. Unless you're Violetta and really want people
to follow
you so that you can try to make money from showing off your lunch.
Right. Don't have to come
Everybody
in here anymore.
Follow me.
Right.
I don't care who you are.
Right. Somebody's going to hang out. Check out the Jonas Brothers in Vegas. This will put you to the top of the list in your family. A place you've never been before.
Right.
All right. The Frankie Effect, you're the forgotten member of your family. How so? All right, you ready? Here's what's going to happen. We're going to hear all of our different contestants.
Yep.
And when we are done, we will take 10 votes at 60123. You folks will decide who the grand prize Frankie Effect winner is.
Okay, nice. Team effort. Like put it
all
on
right.
them.
So pay it. You put it on them. And by them, she means you folks. She's a very us versus them, Melissa is. We're all in this together, Melissa.
Yeah, it's a team.
Put it on them. Yeah. 312-233-1019. You ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
The Frankie Effect. You're the Frankie Jonas of your family. How?
I definitely am. I'm the youngest of 4, first of all, 4 girls.
Okay.
And if you walked into my house, you probably wouldn't know that.
Because?
You'd probably think there was 3.
All right.
There's lots of... There's actually kind of looks like a shrine of my sisters. When you first walk in, there's a big table, and there's 3 pictures of all 3 of them. None of me.
None of you. Okay.
Oh,
all 3 pictures of your sisters prominently displayed, but no picture of you anywhere.
Oh, that's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And then in my garage, there's a bunch of artwork from our childhood.
Uh-huh.
I just recently, in the last week, I'm 21 years old, got my name up there.
Ah.
Just my name.
Ah, you finally made the cut for the artwork in the garage. Okay, hold on. Olivia, there are no pictures of me in the house,
oh
and my
gosh.
Artwork is being hung in the garage.
What All gives?
Right. The Frankie Effect. Hang on, Olivia. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi, Frankie Effect.
Yes.
Fire away.
My well, for me, it's bad enough being a middle child. I'm a middle child of nine.
Yes,
I have five brothers and three sisters. My parents forgot me and only me in so many places. I got left behind at Disney World.
Oh my God.
I got left behind twice at the beach.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I literally, my family just, I, my birthday is Cinco de Mayo. It's the only reason anyone remembers my birthday.
Do you feel as though being left behind twice at the beach, the second one might have been intentional?
Well, it was intentional for me because I went to another family wanting them to take me home with them because I never got any attention at home.
You're like, I'm ready to join a new family. All right, hold on. That's terrific.
Yes.
Look at all the Frankie Jonas's. The Frankie Effect. Marissa.
Hi.
Hi.
So, my family has a group text without me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. And so, when I realized, I took my dad's phone and I added myself. And then, as soon as my brothers realized that I was added, they made a new group text again without me.
Oh, my gosh. What is happening?
It's a family group text without you.
Rough.
Add yourself, like, we cannot have her in here. Start a new one.
Whoa, that is nuts.
Hold on there, Marissa. All right. Hi there, Angie, the Frankie Effect.
Hi. So my dad used to date my mom's sister, and my mom actually stole him from her. She confessed her love for him. And then they had me, and her stepsister calls me her forgotten child, like I should have been her child.
Wow.
And since I'm not her child, I'm the forgotten child of her family.
The forgotten child of the sister who your mom stole
so
your dad from.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
I get it, though, a little bit.
Hi, Kathleen. Hi, the Frankie Effect.
Hi. I definitely have a good one. My brother is a Super Bowl champion, and my sister-in-law is a professional hockey player.
Oh my gosh.
What are you?
I'm in cosmetology school.
There you go.
Oh, you know how to put on fake eyelashes, though.
Super Bowl champion, Olympic champion. I'm sorry, what was your sister-in-law?
Excuse me?
What is your sister-in-law again?
She's a professional hockey player.
Professional hockey player.
Wow.
And I'm in cosmetology school. And finally, Tiffany, the Frankie Effect.
Hi, yes. So my whole family kept asking me, oh, are you going by your cousins for Christmas? Are you going by your cousins for Christmas? And I had no idea about it. So I text her about it, and she's like, oh, yeah, I mean, you can come.
Oh, no, that's how she responded.
You got to overlook the invite for Christmas.
Wait, and then she asked me, she goes, well, I guess since you're coming, can you make the ham?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. You better contribute.
Like, I guess.
Wow.
All right, hold on.
Those are great.
All right, we just heard from all of you, and we've taken our 10 votes.
Okay.
Got the finals here. Got the results. Got the winner. You ready?
Yes.
In third place, just missing out, is Kathleen. My brother is a Super Bowl champion, and my sister is a professional hockey player.
All right.
That is pretty good.
In second place, they left me behind at Disney and twice at the beach, Jennifer.
Oh.
Second place. And your champion for today, the first of three grand prizes we have to give away to go see the Jonas Brothers in Vegas. Hey, Marissa.
Hello.
Getting left behind on the family group text wins it for you.
Woohoo!
You're going to Vegas.
It's all worth it now.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The funny thing is, you can let your family know in the group text, but they'll never know because you're not in there.
Yeah.
They're going to be so
They'll be like, has
so
anybody seen Marissa?
Right.
I haven't seen her for a while. We should really text her, but you'll be in Vegas seeing the Jonas Brothers. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're the first of three winners that we're going to have. It happens again Friday morning, 7:20. Make sure you're here, right, and we'll tell you how you can win that day's vacation to head to Vegas to see the Jonas Brothers. Then again on Monday at 7:20 as well. That's awesome. I'm looking at headline news, and the headline is Mom Steals the Show from last night's Bachelor.
Right.
Barb.
She looks icy.
Pistol Pete's mom.
Barb was, wasn't happy. She ended up not very happy.
Oh, really?
No, she's not happy at all. No way.
Wow. All right, So last night it was the second 7 hours of the 14-hour marathon of The Bachelor over the past 2 days that Whips had to watch every single second, and we've had him condense it down into 30-second clips, which you're ready to go with right now, because this is it, right?
This is it. This is it for the whole season. This is the Super Bowl of Bachelors last
Decisions
night.
Decisions were made last
That's
night.
That's right.
History was made.
History, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So what happens is we play the jingle, and you got 30 seconds, and then that's it, because we don't want any more than that.
No, we don't.
We don't have that kind of time around here.
Nobody does.
All right. At 30 seconds, we cut you off. So front load it.
Okay.
Front load all the important stuff.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready, Melissa?
I'm ready. Do it.
I'm on. Let's do it.
Let's do
it. That voice.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
That's bachelorette voice.
It wasn't quite like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Deep breath and go.
Hannah Ann's having second thoughts. Pete's in shock. They get engaged anyway. It's too early in the show for this to be ending, though. His family is so excited. The mom says, "What a beautiful day. How's our daughter? How's our daughter?" While FaceTiming. Then they're crying and whimpering. I can't even understand them, but she gives back the ring, and now they're not engaged anymore. Now Pete's back to Madison. Pete's mom still doesn't
halfway,
like her. Madison says, "Tough crap. I don't care if you don't like me." Then the mom and Madison get into it, arguing back and forth on stage. The mom says, "It's not going to work." And Madison says, "At the end of the day, it is what it is." Words of wisdom and history made on The Bachelor. Madison and Pete say they'll take it one day at a time.
All right. I am so glad I didn't watch that.
Oh, man, I was missing out.
What a relief that was. This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd
nice.
Lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay. Visit ComEd.com/pay to choose what works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.